A shady path northeast of Compton Gardens leads to a locked trail gate to the south grounds of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Scott Eccleston, the museum's director of trails and grounds and a landscape architect, takes us through the locked gate. He and his staff have been working 10 hours a day to finish landscape construction and installation before the museum's grand opening in mid-November. 50% of the job is complete, Eccleston said. But when he first arrived on site, he encountered landscaper's block.
And as I was walking through the woods, there was no trails, I started seeing all the colors and the sounds and all the textures and the shapes and all the different plants. So I kept telling myself early on there was nothing to work with, and I was absolutely wrong. Everything was in place.
Meaning the native landscape would serve as his template. It's pest resistant and will thrive in composted soil amended beds brought on site. But the native plant material he's chosen, especially trees, cannot be found at local nurseries.
We traveled across the southern part of the United States, and we would look for these hickories and these hop hornbeams, and we would find these farmers that said, you know what, my dad decided to get in the nursery business, the tree growing business, about 50 years ago, and we couldn't sell these trees. And he said, you have asked for a tree that my father has grown. And the grass would be 8 foot tall, and they would bushwhack to these groves of these trees, and there they were. And he said, you know, my father felt someday somebody would want these trees, and now these trees are coming to Crystal Bridges.
And these are not heirloom trees, shrubs, and perennials, but special cultivars.
For instance, everybody is accustomed to the redbud. Well, now we are going to use redbuds. One in particular is called Hearts of Gold. Has a gold leaf, okay? We have one called Appalachia. When the flowers come out, you've seen the typical light purple flowers of the redbud. These are the most fluorescent red that you have ever seen. And then we go into the dogwoods. Typical dogwood blooms about 2.5 weeks. We are using different cultivars of these parent plants, or what we call nativars, that started blooming and actually bloomed for 55 days. We had a different dogwood blooming.
Purchased trees and plants are stored in the Crystal Bridges Museum nursery until installed. And this trail's already mass planted with drifts of flowering echinacea, milkweed, and ferns. Museum grounds, which will include a spring-fed lake, will also have lots of outdoor seating and grassy areas. The lake will be recharged by Crystal Spring, which is currently being diverted beneath the construction zone. It flows through Town Branch Creek along this trail, and Eccleston has created a natural water park with a stone stairway access. Children can even play here. The original water course was a muddy 4 foot wide stream bed, but when he removed the debris, he found beautiful eroded white limestone beds and pools.
And you see the limestone has been cut by thousands of years of this spring trickling through and then falling off, going underneath this bridge. And to me, this is an area of meditation. It's an area that I can see prom pictures and photos, but it's one of those jewels that we talk about. You know, if you go to the museum, but you don't go to the trails, really your destination is incomplete, because we have these places that is really like artwork here tucked away.
This trail segment is just a small piece of a much larger complex trail system.
Through our site is about a mile-long concrete trail, but it is much bigger. It's a park that leads all the way to Bella Vista. It will be soon connected to the Razorback Greenway. You can go from Rogers to Fayetteville. It comes right through Crystal Bridges. And I think that is just exciting, that people can just get on that trail, come from Fayetteville, pedal all the way here.
40-acre parcel of the original 120-acre undeveloped valley was originally owned by Dr. Neil Compton, the rest by the Walton family, Eccleston said.
And it is made up of two distinct forests. You know, trees have a lifespan, and we realize that. We have trees that are well over 200 years old. And we said, what can we do to keep this going? And so we started early on our second generation tree program. And that basically is a program that which we start a WIP or a small tree, and we have it planted in our nursery, and then we start to put those in places along the woods that, you know what, we realize that this sycamore that is 150 foot tall will not always be here. So what can we do to start thinking about generations beyond you and I? What will they see? And so we're starting to think about that and plant those trees.
So some areas will be left wild, so visitors can observe the evolution of Ozark's forests. Guides will lead patrons through the museum grounds to learn about what's planted. This trail temporarily terminates just above the museum's construction site. A bridge will be built here over the Crystal Spring stream bed.
We are a guest, and we are a steward of this incredible 120 acres. And being a steward is thinking about how a landscape goes through and what is the impact. It goes way back early on with Moshe Safdie and how he said the architecture and construction of the building is going to be one with the site. We will only disturb a 6-foot area behind the building, which is unheard of. And the piece of advice that he gave me early on, he said, Scott, he said, I want you to create these trails with such a small footprint. Second of all, I want the trails to be an exciting adventure where you give people glimpses of the museum and then you take them away. But then you feed them a spring or a seat or a special tree. And that has really been in the back of my mind the whole time when designing, is how can I create those excitement and give those peaks of interest. And the second thing is our founder, Miss Walton. She said, you know, the architecture is just going to be amazing, Scott. And she said, you know, the artwork is going to be first class, and the education department is going to teach everybody about the art and nature. She said, but finally, the grounds, Scott. She said, this is the land that we grew up on. This is where my brothers and sisters, you know, her brother and her had spent time. She said, so treat it very well. Treat it like your own. And a little bit of pressure, you know, because I wanted to exceed her expectations, but I wanted to delicately cut my way through the forest.
And as is Alice Walton's wish, lots of native forsythia will be planted on the grounds of the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in honor of her mom, Helen Walton. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.